This is KERA News. I'm Justin Martin. When you crack open an ice-cold Coors Light in North Texas, chances are it doesn't come from deep in the Rocky Mountains. It was probably brewed at a plant in South Fort Worth. That's one of Miller Coors' 8 megabreweries. This one produces about 9 million barrels of beer a year. And as drought has gripped Texas, the Fort Worth plant has cut the amount of water it uses. Larry Johnson is the plant's environmental and sustainability engineer, and he joins me now for a look into their water conservation efforts.
Thank you for being here.
Thank you for having us.
So how much water does it take to make just one bottle of beer?
Well, actually, our ratio is one of the better in the country. Last month, we hit 3.18 barrels of water to produce one barrel of beer, and one barrel is about 31 gallons.
Overall, how much water does the Fort Worth plant use a year?
In a year, we use about 750 million gallons, but what we like to do is we like to talk about it in how many barrels of water does it take to make a barrel of beer. In this past month, we were about 3.18 barrels per barrel. Our average is usually about 3.27, I think was our number last year for the average, and 3.21 is year to date.
Beer, of course, is mostly water, yet last year you cut your water use by 9%. So how does a brewery cut back?
Well, what we do is we start looking at things like, you know, are you turning off all the air compressors? Are you making sure that when you leave your hose that the hose is in the off position, you're not running water? You know, one of the ones that we like to talk about is the boilers. We use boiler to create steam to do our cooking and making our beer. And, you know, we came up with the idea that, hey, do we really need two boilers and a backup fired? And the employees came back and did the numbers, and it came back that, no, we only needed two. And so that was a huge, significant reduction.
That was an employee idea. Somebody at the plant came up with that.
Yeah, exactly. And that's what most of them are.
As I understand it, you know, residential water restrictions don't apply to the plant. You know, I'm wondering, when you see people's yards go brown because of water restrictions, you know, with all the water the plant uses, does that make you feel guilty at all?
Well, actually, the water restrictions, we do have some landscaping that does apply. And one of the things that we try to reinforce is that about 63% of that water is returned back to the city of Fort Worth.
And when you say that 63% is being sent back, is that being back to treatment plants, you know, wastewater treatment, or?
Yeah, and how that works in our situation is we do have a on-site water treatment plant where we actually, you know, adjust it, and we actually do some pre-treatment before we send it back. It, you know, we were told that it does help the city of Fort Worth a little bit, and so that's always good.
And how does drought affect the water used in the brewing process? I know when reservoir levels get low, some people, you know, can taste the difference in tap water. At the plant, do you have to correct for that?
Yes, we do. We can tell what lake the water is coming from. So
what indicates that what comes from what lake?
It could be just water chemistry. It could be alkalinity. It could be pH. You know, because when you brew beer, you're trying to brew beer back to the type location of the beer.
Ooh.
So, you know, we do have to, you know, soften the water. We have to condition the water and so forth to make the best beer possible.
When you look long term at the water future here, are you worried?
Everybody should always keep that in the forefront. Just when I ride my bike, you know, my neighborhood, and I see people watering, and it's 100 degrees outside, you know, that worries me. Yeah, it should worry all Texans that, you know, we need to be smart with water. You know, I have my house in Burleson. I haven't watered my lawn in 4 years, and it's as green as can be because through this program of sustainability, I've learned about soil health and, you know, grass heights and so forth, and knowing that, you know, the grass will go dormant in the winter as well as in the summer during, you know, certain soil temperatures. And there's a lot that can be done from the industrial side as well as the homeowner side. So, yeah, it should be, you know, on the forefront of every Texan.
Larry Johnson is the environmental and sustainability engineer at the Miller Coors Brewery in Fort Worth. Thank you for coming in.
Oh, thank you. It was a pleasure.